find ways to just build book joy with your kids and to get them wanting to bust through the doors of that library all day, every day. Talk to them, get to know what they need. Spend time helping them find their books, because the library is very overwhelming to students, and just to be there and available and take your time with them.
Hello, friends, and welcome to season 4 of the Future Ready Librarian podcast series, Leading from the Library. This is a podcast for all librarians, wherever you are in your journey. It is filled with amazing guests, important topics, and engaging conversations that will inspire, engage, and support all of us as future ready librarians. I am your host, Shannon McClintock Miller. I am the district teacher librarian at Van Meter Community School in Van Meter, Iowa, and I serve as the Future Ready Librarian spokesperson. I have the pleasure of working within my library and school community, and also with others around the country and world through Future Ready Librarian events, conferences, consulting, writing, and more. I am very honored to bring these voices and the work of others to our podcast and to all of you. And today I am so excited to welcome a new friend to our podcast, Christy Kimball Barker. Welcome.
Yay. Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
I know, I'm so excited. I was just telling Christy before we started that I saw on their state, I was like following what was happening at their state conference the other day and just all the great tweets and stuff. And I saw that she was talking about being a first year librarian. I thought this is like the perfect topic for all of our listeners. And so you're a first year librarian at Central Intermediate School in Central Louisiana. So tell us more.
Well, it's a fantastic school. We're a big school. We have 1,100 students there, third through fifth grade. And but our district consists of 5 schools. So all in all, our district's fairly small, but we've got a lot of kids within each school. And it's just a fantastic district. Lots of community support, district support. So I'm very fortunate to be there.
Oh, that's awesome. Were you a classroom teacher before?
I was. I was not a classroom teacher in Central, but I was a classroom teacher for 18 years. Prior to that, I taught ELA and social studies.
Wow, that's amazing. So what made you become a librarian?
I think teaching ELA for so many years, my love and passion for reading, It was the path that I knew I was headed for. Probably several years before I got this job offer, I knew that was where I wanted to be. And, you know, I'd already set up my classroom like a mini library. I had the whole wall of shelves and genrefied, and I was already kind of pretending librarian, you know, in my classroom. But it's just to get to talk books with children every day is really the best job on the planet.
It is, isn't it? I know. Yes. And I love that we get to work with like all the kids and teachers. Like that's something too that when I have conversations like with our classroom teachers that they think would be so fun, because we get to interact with all of them.
Everyone.
And, yes. And that is that is such a great thing too.
I love that.
So when I saw your title, I think it was Making Changes as a New Librarian. Correct. I think that's pretty powerful and pretty amazing. And I remember when I first got hired, like I had no clue what I was doing. And I remember being in the library for just a couple weeks and I was like, no, I'm going to like make a difference. Like I can totally make a difference in this role. And so I want to know like what that means to you, what that title, Making Changes as a New Librarian.
Well, like you, I started and did not know a thing, but a few things that I did know. I knew books, I knew literature, and I understood children very well. I'm very fortunate. One of my dear friends is Amanda Jones, and she actually taught my children, and we were at schools right next door to each other. So I had her in my pocket at all times. And so I had her to kind of help me. Well, she's still helping me every day, but to really get me started. But in the beginning, the making change, I spoke to my principal and I asked her, you know, what were the main things that she wanted from me? I said, give me the two top things that you want me to accomplish this year. And she said, I want you to bring a love of reading to this school, and I want you to revamp this library and make it a place that the kids want to come. And it was like the weight of the world had been lifted off my shoulders, because I knew I could do those two things, you know. I thought, okay, I can handle that. And so it's just been a great learning experience all year. Really listening to the students, listening to what they want, getting a feel of how the library works for them and things I might need to move and change. And so I think that's been the biggest thing for me, is just having my ears open and listening to the students and what's going to work for them.
Yeah, that's always, regardless if you're a first year, if you've been in the library for 30 years, like right. It's all about our kids, right? Again, talking about all the kids that we serve, I think is the best thing. So were the kids, were they used to coming to a library before you? That was a place where they loved to go?
I wouldn't say they loved to go there. And the year prior was the year coming out of COVID.
Yes.
So the librarian was on a cart most of the year. But there just wasn't anyone in the library to really spark that love of reading. Yeah. And so that was my big task. And so I worked really hard. We've made a ton of changes. And I don't even know if you call them change, just new things. We've brought just new things to the library to kind of build book joy within our school.
Yeah. Tell us about some of those.
Okay. So my first thing was that we just have an open door policy. Although you have certain days that you come to the library, the doors are always open. So if you're absent on your day, know that you can come anytime to check out books. I started a club called the Library Leaders, and they were really so helpful to me this year in kind of me speaking to them and saying, what do you guys want? What do you think would help boost reading joy within this school? And they had just fantastic ideas. One that the kids loved, it was so simple. They went and interviewed all the teachers in the school and created a bookmark for each grade with all the teachers' names and their favorite childhood books. And so just little things like that, they created, we used the green screen and did lots of posters where they were advertising books. So we've got posters all through the school with the students doing book talks and almost like a movie trailer with the movie ads. What do you call that? I can't even think of the name of it. But anyway, all of that in the hall, just promoting books. We started the 40 book challenge that I read about in the Book Whisperer and Donald Miller. And I actually was doing that in my classroom. So that was easy to just bring on over to the library. We are doing the million word challenge to just kind of boost reading. We've gotten the staff involved a lot. The kids love seeing what their teachers are reading. So we have a big staff wall. Every month I send out a newsletter with a different genre, and I just type up all of my favorite books from that genre. And then the teachers send in what they're reading. So they've got their picture on the wall with the books that they're reading. World Read Aloud Week, teachers send in pictures of them reading to their dogs and their chickens and, you know, all of that fun stuff. We do Book Talk Tuesday. That's been a huge hit. And so the kids do a little write-up on their Google Classroom. There's a form they fill out. Once they fill out the form, I'll call them in, take their picture, and then it goes on a Google slide that's uploaded to every student's Google Classroom. So it just, every week it just refreshes and they get to see all year to flip through and see all of the book talks that the students have done. And they love having their picture taken and they love being featured. So that's been huge. Honestly, I copy a ton of stuff off of, you know, Twitter and Facebook. We did the book twinning and we had, again, a slideshow with all the pictures of them with their book twins, which is a big deal. Book trailers. I do a lot of book trailers for book talks. They love that. Just having those going. And then just talking books all the time. You know, it's a big deal just to be there, be positive, have the doors open, and be available to the kids to talk because they love having someone to talk books with.
Yeah. They just love talking to people, right?
They do.
Oh, that's so awesome. And they have to feel just so excited about having you there. I mean, period, you know, having somebody that has made this, I love how you said that joy of reading and that love of reading is one of the most important things that we can give to our kids. And so you're doing amazing things. I love it. I love it all. I want to come visit.
Yes, we would love to have you. That would be so exciting.
Oh, that's, I love all of the ideas. And I think it is also just so neat, like where I remember being, you know, just like first year, second year librarian. And it's what is core to us is that, you know, the books and the reading and just building that. And so many things come from that, you know, the relationships that you have, not only with your kids, but with your teachers and with your families too, is just the best way to build like that ground up, you know, what you're trying to do in your library program. So that's really great.
For sure.
I love it. So what are your big goals for next year?
Okay. So next year I've got a few goals. One thing, which was just with the staff, I've got not just students, but I have teachers that want to book talk all the time too. And so they're always peeking in. They're like, I love the book you recommended for this. And so I'm going to do a checkout, not a checkout station, but a station in the library where the teachers can bring their favorite books to put for other teachers to check out. And just have them a place in the library as well, because I feel like it's brought us all together, just having that commonality and getting to share our favorite books with each other. So that's one thing. Something else I want to start next year, I want to do a free book table for our students that don't have access to books at home, to where they can start to build their own library at home and have that sense of belonging to this reading community. And so I want to start a free book table. And I've got different ideas of how maybe I'm going to run it. I've not worked out all the logistics, but that's something for sure I want to have available for all the students. I'm going to start Battle of the Books, which is, I've got a few other librarians outside my district that we're going to work together this summer to kind of pull it all together. But using our Louisiana Young Readers Choice Award books, we're going to use those to do a Battle of the Books. We'll start within the school and then branch out and compete with other districts in our state. We have this in the works. I've partnered with our counselor to create a care closet for our students that have needs that aren't maybe being met at home, but when they need, we'll have food, we'll have deodorant and, you know, shampoo, those sort of everyday needs. And because the library is a safe place, it's kind of the center of the school, have that area where they know that if they need something, we're there for them to provide for their basic needs, to build those relationships. Because once those needs are met, we can really begin to meet lots of their other needs and open the doors for these beautiful relationships that can be made with our students. Two more things I have on my to-do list. I want to start a writing club and feature, we've got some really terrific writers in our school, and possibly have them create some little books of their own and have a student author section of the library. And then sending out a monthly book list for our parents of some of the hot new books that are out, books that meet the diversity in our community, and just send those out monthly to our parents, for those parents that maybe want to purchase books for their children at home.
That's a great idea. I love them all. You've given me ideas too. I love it. I know. It's just so fun to think about like everything that a library, you know, can truly encompass. Like, I love the partnership that you're going to have with your guidance counselor. I love the partnerships with your kids and the relationship you have with your principal. And I think that is so key, right? When we're just starting out to have those relationships with the people that we need, like in our corner, like that, that's what truly makes a difference when you have a library.
Yes. And my principal is fantastic. And, you know, it's taken me having to prove myself a little bit, but now, you know, I told her today, I said, you know, my brain is always spinning. Like, it's always thinking of the next things. And I said, you can tell me no. And she's like, look, if you figure it out, go for it. And so she's so supportive and so open to all of my crazy ideas.
They're not crazy. You're a librarian, girl. So that's, I love it. I think that is so great. And so if you were to give, just to kind of wrap up our conversation, if you were to give people just starting out one bit of advice, what would it be?
One is hard.
One is, you can do two. You can do.
I think to even open the door of things, I think you've got to build that positive culture to just start, to be open to new ideas, to bring a sense of positivity to your school. Because when you are that positive person, we really get to change the heartbeat of our school. And I think once everyone knows that you're open and you're joyful about what you do, that opens the door to everything else, your students, the staff. And so the first part is just to come in with a happy, joyful heart, because it is the best job on the planet. Yeah. And I think just building...
Yeah.
I might have to give three. Okay. Yeah. Book joy. Find ways to just build book joy with your kids and to get them wanting to bust through the doors of that library all day, every day. Talk to them, get to know what they need. Spend time helping them find their books, because the library is very overwhelming to students, and just to be there and available and take your time with them. And then in order to do that, you really have to know your collection, which has been my biggest challenge this year. Being a first year librarian, this past summer, I spent probably 90 hours going through every single book on the shelf. So, and placing it in a way that I would know where it was. And then this summer, I plan to kind of tweak to help and meet the students' needs a little bit more, but you have to know your collection. You have to know what you have so that you can guide students to the right books.
Yeah, those are all great things. And I'm glad you brought up like everything that you just said, but also that collection piece. And I remember one of the like pieces of advice that I got that first year was just that, like, spend time, you know, with your collection, because that's going to help your readers too. So
for sure,
you're doing all the things, girl. It's awesome. Thanks. Love it. I love it. And we can't wait to follow your journey and all the great things. And so tell everyone where they can find you online.
Okay. So, all my library stuff is on Facebook, Central Intermediate Library. And then I'm on Twitter, Barker and Books.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. And I just enjoyed this conversation and I can't wait to see all the amazing things that you do.
Thank you so much for having me. And you are my inspiration. I'm telling you, I've gone through everything you post. So you have helped tremendously. And this library community is unlike anything I've ever experienced in 19 years of being in education. It's amazing just to have the support and the help. And you are one of those ladies that helped me tremendously in my first year.
Well, anytime. Thank you for the kind words. And this community that we have is amazing. And I just love being able to get back out and see everyone and connect with people on our Facebook group and in podcasts and webinars. It's just the best. And that's one thing that I think really helps us as librarians too, is because of the community that we have, not yes. just our own school, but everywhere. So we are lucky.
We are. Well, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much. We appreciate everything that you shared. And all of our listeners, you'll be able to find Christy's information attached to this podcast, along with resources and a certificate of professional development that you can download and fill out to use. As always, thank you to all of our listeners for joining us for this episode of the Future Ready Librarian podcast series, Leading from the Library. And a very special thank you to our sponsors, Follett. You make a difference in our libraries, schools, and within our lives and that of our students every day. We appreciate everything that you do. Please send any request or if you have an idea to me, I would love to hear it and have you as a guest on the podcast. You can send those to shannonmcclintockmiller@gmail.com or tag me at Shannon M. Miller. I hope you can take what you learned in today's podcast and put it to use within your practice as a future ready librarian. Until next time, friends, keep finding ways to lead within and from your library.